Hey, welcome everybody to another
psychedelic edition of the Hour Bomb.
Really psychedelic?
Yeah, man, it's far out.
Wow.
Totally awesome.
All right, so welcome to another psychedelic edition of the Hour Bomb.
That's right, this week's edition of the Hour Bomb is sponsored by Happy Henry's Hemorrhoid Cream. Happy Henry's Hemorrhoid Cream pleasurably puckers your pooper. Ask Jason Heath, the official test subject of Happy Henry's Hemorrhoid Cream.
So this is seriously what you guys were keeping from me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. My God.
We want to thank the Rodfather, James Markoff, for finding our sponsor this week.
Yes, and he is listening live tonight, so.
You know what, we want to hope the Rodfather's safe. I know that he lives in Northern Illinois. I know there were some bad storms and stuff, so.
Yeah. Hold on. We're getting ahead of ourselves here. Anyway, welcome to our another psychedelic edition of the Hour Bomb. I am your host, the illustrious Jason Howard, joined as always by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's right, the big Adrian Masters here.
And the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
And our fourth, our honorary Hour Bomber. You guys ready for this?
I am ready for it.
Yes, let's hear it. It's sexual, baby.
That's right. Sexual chocolate himself.
Yeah, Richard sure. Berghoff is in the chat. And live with us on the show tonight.
I know it's gonna be good too. I don't believe you guys. And I'll tell you why,
baby. If we were predictable, it wouldn't be as fun of a show.
That's very true.
Anyway, as you were saying, Adrian.
Yes. What was I saying?
Bad weather?
Oh, yeah. We want to, give a shout out to all of our normal listeners and stuff. If you lived in an area that was affected by the storm this afternoon, our hearts and prayers are with your family, and we hope that you're all doing okay.
Yes.
We dodged a fucking bullet over here.
Yes, we did.
We sure did.
We're just south of St. Louis here, where the Hour Bomb studios are, and it seems like
the mothership, if you will.
Yeah. It seems as though as soon as it crossed the river here is when all shit broke loose.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we dodged one hell of a bullet. Like, there was a cell that went right over us, and I shit you not, went tornadic as soon as it went across the river.
And it pretty much died when it got by Michigan, except for the hard rain and wind, so.
It was, here it was like 80 degrees at 11 o'clock on November 17th. That's some weird shit.
Yes. And believe it or not, it actually is an official record for today, too.
Was it?
Or high. Yeah, the last time was 78 degrees back in 1954, I think they said.
Wow. So,
yeah. Beat it by 2 degrees this time.
Wouldn't mind having that here.
Adrian, I was told you're a dumbass.
Why?
The Rodfather lives in Florida, but he keeps up with Engine 99 based out of Chicago.
Oh, I thought he was a...
No, he says you're a dumbass.
No, whatever. I thought he was one of Sean Brown's people from Chicago.
Not that I know of.
Oh.
Wow. Whatever.
I'd apologize, but I'm above that. Fuck it.
And that's right. I thought we attended that sensitivity training over the week.
You know how I like to say at the end of the shows, if you don't agree with something we said, you can go fuck yourself? Well, there you go. Even if it is about where you're from.
Glad to see that sensitivity class paid off.
It really worked.
Yeah. And we don't mean that if you live in the United States.
Yeah, if you're outside of the U.S.,
fuck it.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, speaking of people.
Yeah, who do we got in the chat room?
Yeah.
Oh, we got a...
Amen, Hooks, amen.
As Hooks said, yep. Fuck Australia.
All right, who we got in the chat
room? Head on, Hooks.
All right, we got Hooks.
Bulk up.
We got Mr. 269 Richard with us.
Hey. Bulk up to you.
To the Hall of Famer. We got Jakey, TWR.
Bulk up?
What'd I tell you?
Oh, that's right. Sorry. That'd be more of a ball slap.
There you go.
All right, that's okay.
You know, I'm not entirely sure he's in there right now. There he is.
Yes, he is.
The third official member of the TWR Network and Hour Bomb Hall of Fame, the Blue Wizard, Leonard Taylor.
Hey, bulk up to you.
All right, and the Big A.
Hey, I'm not going to give you a ball cup because I see all the time.
Kevin Curtin.
Hey, ball cup to Kevin.
And James Rodfather Markoff.
And ball cup to you.
There we go. What the fuck? Whoa. Are you guys seeing Jakey's.
Oh, yeah, I saw it the other day.
That is highly disturbing.
Ric Flair showed you why he's a ladies' man. I think actually at the end of that, I think at the end of that clip, he does ole.
God, not the ole again, please.
Not again.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, it sounds like we fixed our sound issues from last week. That's for sure.
Well,
yay,
we tweaked some stuff.
Yes, we love tweaking.
Well,
same here.
Versus twerking
things as well.
Yeah, we're more tweakers than twerkers.
Yeah, now I got shit all wrapped up here. Hold on. There we go.
You're not supposed to ingest the microphone orally.
Tell that to... God damn it.
You can't say that.
Yes, I can't say it. That. That's right, folks. In case you didn't hear, last week I actually did win... Can I win myself a shit-free show?
He won Jam the Jizz Mopper.
Yes.
Last week, which is not the official name. We still haven't come up with a good official name.
Like, yeah, I still like that as the official name.
I can't put that on iTunes. Well, I might be able to after Zeus's review of us.
So we're gonna give we're gonna make Heath here. We're gonna make him. We're gonna make Jakey our Heath for the night.
Oh, Jakey's gonna be our Heath for the night.
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Last time we did this, we turned on each other briefly, and that was not good.
We gotta,
sorry, Jakey.
We're real Americans, Jason, and we gotta remove the foreigner threat.
Okay, hold on. There's only one good way to do this, then. Hold on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, hold on.
This should be interesting.
The only good way to remove anything is like this. I'm a real
American. Yes.
That's right.
Exactly.
This is dedicated to Jake Mullen from the TWR Network.
It's dedicated from Captain America because fuck you, that's why.
You don't hear a song that says, I'm a real Australian. You know why? Because there aren't any.
You know, they did have a song like that. It was called, Ah, My Heart, Because I'm Dead, Because I'm the Crocodile Hunter.
Well, now he's calling us a bunch of rednecks. Just let it soak in, Jakey. I know it's like throwing holy water on the devil.
Hey, we'll get Glitterfist logging into the chat to ban you. How about that? I think she's the only person that can actually do that still.
I don't know who's got admin privileges on here anymore.
Yeah.
And here you go, Jakey. Yeah, this is for you. Fuck you, Jakey.
I have nobody to screw with.
Fight for the rights of every...
Folks, I'm sorry, Crocodile Dundee didn't make it in the recording industry.
Alright, that's for you, Jake Mullen. That was, you know, that's, like I said, throwing, like, holy water on the devil. It just makes you burn a little bit. That's one of the greatest wrestlers ever.
Yes.
Is a real American.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
You know what?
What?
And furthermore here, I feel like I needed to add this on here.
We the people. What?
80s Hogan is better than anybody currently in TNA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jake messaged you.
Where are we at? Oh, I'm going to ban you, Adrian.
On Facebook.
Oh.
You're flashing.
Yeah, you're flashing on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
All right. Anyway, so how the hell was you guys' week?
You know what? It's been better, man. I've had eye problems all week long.
Yeah, what happened?
I got a scratch on my cornea.
Good job.
And I couldn't see out of my right eye for about 3 or 4 days.
So the pink eye that we thought was pink eye wasn't pink eye.
No, I had pink eye.
Oh, you had pink eye too.
That healed, but as it healed, I scratched my eye, rubbing at my eye. And
oh, good job.
It got a little infected, and for 3 or 4 days, I couldn't really see.
Nice. How's that doing?
It's doing mostly better.
Yeah, you're not supposed to use your nail to scratch your eye.
I don't know how it really happened, so I don't know.
Wow. Heath?
I had a really slow week at work. Very slow.
All right.
Only 4 phones out.
How many? God damn it.
Exactly.
It's really hard not to say it, too.
Mr. Richard, you can chime in, because it only applies to me and him.
Yeah,
it doesn't apply
to you. You didn't make...
I don't know. I'm just waiting for you guys to finish, and you were saying something that I was going to cut in afterwards.
All right. Well, I'm good. Go for it.
Yeah. I was wasn't too bad. I caught up on a few shows I'd missed, and I watched the Kennedy assassination movies they had on this week. They were actually pretty good.
No, I'm sorry. What we meant is you can still rip on Heath, because the bet only applies to me and Jason.
Yeah, no, I'm just waiting for the right times.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, good. You know, I didn't watch. I didn't record that. I recorded the Challenger thing that was on last night. Haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, let me tell you how the thing
I'm
is.
I'm watching that tomorrow.
Boom, done.
Dude, seriously.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, yeah, what do you need to watch? It went up in the air for 7 seconds and blew the fuck up. The end. I mean, what more is there to know?
Wow.
Yeah, I even remember where I was.
Well, that's because you were like 45 when that happened. God damn it.
Dude. All right. Hand slap.
Ow.
That's...
God damn it. Anyway. Yeah, my week wasn't the best in the world. I don't know about you guys.
I know.
My week was the opposite of CM Punk.
Yes. So,
as I told you guys on last week's show, my grandma passed away last Saturday, and funeral was on Wednesday, and that's always a good exclamation point to the week. It's just like, that sucks. Mm-hmm. You know, it's what it is, though.
It is.
You know, I got to spend some extra time with my wife this week, though, because of the bereavement. She got paid for 3 days to not do a whole lot.
Was she bereaving on your mint?
We didn't get much olé-ing time in.
No.
Yes, much to my
chagrin. There was no El Torito.
What?
El Torito, you know, the bull charging.
Oh, God.
After all, he is a little horny.
He is a little horny, I'm just saying.
Oh, my head hurts after dealing with you already. We've been on the air 12 minutes, and my head is just
throbbing. We haven't even started the timer yet either.
Yeah, I realize
this. Is that all the time for dealing with him?
No, it usually only hurts right around 10:15 on Sunday till the time we end the show. I can deal with them, you know, the rest of the time. So, did I miss anything? No. Jakey calling us a bunch of rednecks. Fuck you, Jake.
Yeah. Maybe we should tell people what the show's about.
He's just butthurt because, you know, TNA isn't on.
Yeah, I know. And he's pissed off because he doesn't want to admit that you're right. 80s exactly. Hogan's better than anyone on the TNA roster right now. Hmm. And you know what? Who fucking told you what to do over there, goddammit? This is my show. And don't you fucking forget it.
I know, but I'm the one that helps keep the ball rolling, apparently, these days.
How do we figure this out? I do 50% of the work, you do 40%, and Heath does 10?
About, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You know what? I'm even going to cut it that you do 40%, I do 35%. Mr. Richard now does, like, 15.
Okay.
And then Heath does 5. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Wow.
You just show up for the free fucking food before the show. Shut up. Don't know.
Those chili dogs were good.
It is good food.
Yeah, I know. I made dinner tonight, so.
Yeah.
Yes, ain't that, and don't you fucking forget, Leonard, I dropped the hammer in this bitch. Anyway, so.
Speaking of hammering things. Olay.
Olay. Anyway, so here's how this show works. I've got 1 hour. That's 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home to make it through a whole list of shit that's in my head. These two assholes and Richard, as usual, are going to try to derail me and get me off of my tangents to make it to where I cannot complete said list. And I don't even think we really paid attention to it last week.
Did you just call Richard Leonard?
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I think he did.
Okay, well.
Fail music on yourself. No. You got to get our guest right.
No, you know, he's like one of you guys.
Get our guest right. You can't call him the wrong name.
Okay, Richard. It's Dick.
Yes, that's okay. Dick is acceptable. It's not.
Close enough.
We talk about Dick a lot on this show, so.
Yes, but that's not my nickname.
So,
bird dog.
Yes, that's right.
That's fine.
You apparently, know you both look alike. That's.
I guess he's just a much tanner version.
I
of
think
you.
He's talking about the Avatar.
Maybe, I don't know.
I wish I. Never mind.
Anyway, so for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, hey, sit down, have some fun. Maybe, please give
yourself
another
a stiff drink and listen to this amazing show.
Yes. Wow, you're over-promising already.
if you drink enough, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah. I have listened to our show drunk, and it is a million times better drunk. So, well, sorry. Richard, you got anything else you want to say?
Not really, other than, come on, Denver, you better shut Kansas City down.
Oh,
Jesus
damn,
Christ.
Kansas looking good.
Yeah, we just clicked on the link. Yeah, Heath, you got anything else you want to say?
I don't have anything.
Adrian, you got anything?
I have this gross.
Oh, God. Start the fucking timer.
Seriously, man, it's like pussing out.
Come on!
Oh.
God, all right.
Gross.
Another Monday night done, another Monday night raw in the books. Nothing's forever, and they refuse to see.
You know what?
All right, Monday Night Raw coming to us on November 11th. Veterans Day here in the States. And where were they? Not in the United States.
Yes.
No, they weren't.
Yeah.
Again, for an American holiday, they were in some other... I'm going to say that for my Sphinx.
God damn you.
Yeah, we have a lot of that for this week.
Yeah, I think we
Matter of fact, I really don't even really feel like covering Raw that much. Here, let me give you the breakdown of what happened in a 5-minute period here.
Okay, let's go.
All right. So, Raw kicked off, and the three, like, inept members of the Authority, that would be Kane,
Brad Maddox.
Brad Maddox and the Vicky Guerrero.
Yeah.
Argue over what kind of match Randy Orton's going to have, and they settle on Randy Orton's going to be in a handicap match against Goldust and Cody Rhodes. Orton tries to walk out of the match.
My question here is, hold on. How the fuck can the SmackDown General Manager book a match on Monday Night Raw?
Because she did. I mean, you know what? This is the quick recap, Jason. This isn't talk about what happened.
All right.
Big Show comes out, runs Randy Orton around, beats the piss out of him, and then that was a cool choke slam through the table. I will say that.
That was.
Yes, it was.
It was one of the few highlights of the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Only.
Maybe not only,
two.
But...
There was two highlights.
So there were a few good things about the show. For example here, we go to break after that, I think, and...
Yeah.
I'm getting Raw pulled back up.
And then the Big Show gets on the back of a little bitty cab.
Yes, the Big Show gets in the back of like a little like English cab and rides off into the sunset.
That's like me... Never mind. I'll just shut up here.
Like me getting into a kid's play school car.
There you go.
Yeah, there
you go.
See
it happening.
Exactly.
All right, and then...
next, we got Los Matadors and Santino Marella versus 3MB.
Jesus fucking
going Christ. As the Union Jacks.
Yes. Which might be their new... They might repackage them as the Union Jacks.
You know what? It actually kind of works. They won a match as the Union Jacks.
They did.
On main event.
They did.
Yeah.
Anyway. You know what? This is something I have to say real quick.
Okay.
It speaks volumes that your B programs like NXT and main event...
Are more entertaining?
Than Raw and SmackDown.
Combined.
No. Okay, the pre-recorded Raws always seem to suck. However... Yeah.
This is sad. The pre-recorded Raw, I didn't even think it was that bad overall. I mean, it was bad, but it wasn't horrible.
I watched Raw in 33 minutes flat.
Okay, we didn't do that good.
No, we watched it in about an hour and 25 minutes, I think.
Something like that. But we... no, it's more... Their B shows are more entertaining than SmackDown. I give it that
sometimes
one.
Sometimes Raw.
I enjoy watching Monday Night Raw most of the time.
Yeah.
It's the ones that are really bad. Anyway.
I know Jason's going to talk about this match for his
WrestleMania time. Stings.
Do what?
Like they're going back to pre-WrestleMania thinking, with the exception of the now Randy Orton Big Show feud.
Yeah.
And it's like, why? Things were getting good. I mean, you were pushing Daniel Bryan, and then now all of a sudden, I mean, him in the Wyatt feud, I mean, that could go somewhere. Him and Punk against the Wyatts and all that could go somewhere.
Yeah, that's
like, I don't know. They had all this momentum going into like Survivor Series, and then Night of, I want to say, you know, after Survivor Series, which is what, Night of Champions? But then Battleground came around and it just went.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
The problem is Big Show isn't a draw for the title.
No.
Not anymore.
No.
I mean, 10 years ago, maybe, yeah.
5 years ago.
Yeah.
5 years ago, maybe.
Yeah. And now,
at least
not
a
so
contender
much.
For it. Now, it's like...
Who really gives a shit?
I want to talk about a few matches that were on Raw. After the Los Matadors versus and Santino Marella thing, which I'm sure Jason's going to talk about for what stands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Damian Sandow versus Kofi Kingston. Good match. These two.
It was one of the highlights of Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Along with the next match, actually. Dolph Ziggler versus Curtis Axel for the Intercontinental title was fun.
It was a good match, too.
I really don't see the point of keeping the belt on Axel at this point, though, because they don't look like they really want to do anything with him.
No. It's kind of like when Dean Ambrose with the U.S. title. It's just kind of there. They're not really doing anything with it. Maybe,
yeah.
I mean, maybe. I don't,
At least it was defending, you know, defending the title.
Well, I guess.
But I mean, I sort of like how they're doing the Shield thing, you know, kind of, sort of putting, like, doubt in Ambrose or Rollins and Reigns' mind that, you know, maybe somewhere down the line cut Ambrose loose, you know, with the whole look at him like, you're leading this group now? I thought this was, like, you know, we're a group instead of, you know, one person, one leads, and we follow type thing.
Well, the Leonard Taylor, Blue Wizard, the Union Jack-offs.
Yeah, what did we miss? Oh, hey, Hooks has our Total Divas recap since someone else dropped the ball. The Divas still hate Eva Marie.
Oh, that sounds great. Right. Which, by the way, I got to ask Mr. Richard, did you send that picture to Eva Marie?
Not yet. I was
Boo. God damn it. You know what? That's what you get.
I didn't really get a chance. I read the comments on there and then...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the only guy that says no is the Australian guy. Send it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What else we got here?
I saw that on another Facebook page. I'm like, oh, let's see what everybody on the group page, on the group thinks. Because I laughed when I saw it.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
Oh, this is perfect.
Okay, we're good.
And just see what kind of reaction I get, too, if I get a reaction from her.
Probably not. But
yeah, probably not. But you never know.
Hey, you know what? I'm not even going to reply to that. He's the one that knows how to... That's what Jake says. He's the only one that can who respects women.
I respect women. Eva Marie.
No.
Not really a woman.
No. She's just kidding.
Yeah. Hell, I got a reply from Dixie on something, so you never know.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You got burned by Dixie, too. That's funny.
I do remember that, yeah. You got Dixie burned.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You have the right to remain...
Wow.
Yep. Anyway, and then we had... we had a nice view on Monday Night Raw. Nikki Bella was on Raw. Her and her cleavage. Her titties.
You know what? Bella. She's the bigger boob. She's got the better boobs and the better wrestling ability.
She does.
Mm-hmm. She's actually not terrible.
No, she's better than Brie and...
She's the second best wrestler from... Well, she's on par with Naomi.
Yeah.
I would say that it's Natalya, then Naomi, and her are the top three that are on the Total Divas thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the drop-off is fairly steep after
she's
that.
She's just so goddamn just, like I said, those fucking legs. I mean, I would just...
Things that make you go...
Ooh. I would eat the corn out of her. Never mind. Anyway.
What's I don't mind getting lost for a few days in those legs.
We got a feud brewing between Fandango and Tyson Kidd from Total Divas.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they're going to have a match.
2 weeks in a row now?
Yeah, they're going to have a match like 3 months after it was filmed. Hey, I'm still pissed at you. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, fuck you. Just come on.
Fandango with the
world. Next.
Because handicap matches are a thing tonight.
Hey, yeah, Adrian, what was the theme to Monday Night Raw last Monday night?
Holla holla handicap match.
There you go.
Or, I'm sorry. Holla holla handicap match.
Oh.
All
right.
I cannot believe you went there.
Views of Adrian Masters do not reflect the views of this show as well as the TWR Network.
Okay, if you're going to try to steal my lines, the views of Adrian Masters do not necessarily represent those of the RMM or the TWR Network.
But they're still funny.
They're great.
John Cena beat the Real Americans because he's Super Cena.
Yes.
I
thought he was going to eat that fucking
after the
Cesaro
match,
swing, too.
Del Rio comes in and puts the armbar on him around the chair or whatever, and Big E makes a save.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. Way to go, Big E.
No.
In a battle of who could care less, Ryback lost to R-Truth.
Yes.
For Barry Ryback. Oh, I forgot. I think I missed this in here somewhere. Has Paul Heyman come out yet?
No.
No.
No, that was before the match.
Okay, that was okay.
Okay. And then Big E Langston against Alberto Del Rio.
Another solid match between these two guys. I still think Big E is the guy that they're building for the future.
He should be.
Yeah.
They better.
He's over. He's big. They're on the big guys.
He can...
He's got the build that makes Vince cream his pants.
Like him in years. And damn it, Kansas City got a touchdown.
Ha-ha.
Shut up.
Anyway, what the hell are we saying?
Why are you rooting for the Broncos if you live in fucking Michigan?
Yeah.
I'm a Denver fan for the AFC, and I'm a Lions fan for the NFC. And if the two met in the Super Bowl, I don't know who I'd root for.
Wow. Wow, it sucks to be you, man. You get sandwiched between, you know, crap and more crap. No, I'm kidding.
Hey. Denver's pretty much always been good. Detroit's starting to turn it around. So.
I like Peyton. However, recent MRO shows that he's been dead for 2 months, but you know.
Now, the last, like, 30 minutes of Raw were pretty good.
Yes.
Raw in the last hour was actually, overall, I can't complain about a whole lot.
Okay.
We get Paul Heyman in the ring with Curtis Axel, not yes. Ryback.
Right.
Because Ryback has been fired by Paul Heyman.
Yes.
He's not a Paul Heyman guy anymore.
He had the chance and he screwed that up.
Yeah.
Even though he said that he had the chance to be a Paul Heyman guy. And he said he had the chance to become a Paul Heyman guy but didn't take it. Didn't Paul Heyman propose to Ryback in the ring?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Ryback never actually got to say, I do.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right. Anyway, go ahead, Adrian. Adrian.
Yes.
Continue.
Wake up.
All right. So, does this really bury Ryback, like, completely and utterly?
You know, he didn't do well with Skip Sheffield. I'm still trying to figure out why they thought, let's repackage him as Ryback and make him say, feed me more. And
because
then,
it worked until they fucked it up.
Until they turned him heel.
It was working.
It was. Everyone was chanting, feed me more. And you know?
They should have gave him the title around this time last year. And at least for like a month or two, he would have been fine. But they didn't want to ruin the 434 days and the Rock thing and all that.
At least give him the World Heavyweight title, it would have worked.
Yeah.
Give him a title.
Yeah. No,
give him the U.S. title.
I mean, they could have done something.
Time, the U.S.
They had the chance with this guy, and they utterly and thoroughly
fucked
just shit all over it.
Yeah. Anyway, you were saying?
Is there any rebound for Ryback at this point?
No, I don't. The only thing that's going to save him is if he comes out tomorrow with the Feed Me Moores again. And that's even iffy.
Yeah.
Fans aren't going to buy it.
You lost to R-Truth cleanly on Raw.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah. He might be toast. So, anyway. So, CM Punk comes out and...
CM Punk comes out, lays out Curtis Axel in pretty quick fashion.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then proceeds to beat the holy owl out of Paul Heyman again.
Yes.
And what did he beat him with?
It would be your favorite weapon of all time. The kendo stick.
Yes. Such a... you could anything wrapped in barbed wire. You could.
Oh, a kendo stick. You can't mock him for it right now, Jason.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
God damn it! This is fucking stupid.
Did you notice? Ever since I did say that, they've been using the kendo stick a lot more.
They did it to appease you, apparently.
Probably Vince is like, "Yay, that just mopper. He's doing a good job. Let's take his kendo stick."
The main event of Raw, handicap match, holla holla.
Holla holla.
Handicap match.
Alright.
Yeah. One more time, nice and clear, Adrian.
All right.
Holla holla.
Handicap match.
Okay.
I like data dot.
Alright, stop. We can't be offensive here.
We're like Cinemax.
Holly, your career is over.
We're like the... We've
climbed the Titanic.
We're after dark. We're cool.
All right.
We got the TV image.
So we got CM Punk and Daniel Bryan versus The Shield.
All right.
Great match all around.
Phenomenal match.
Yeah.
Match comes to an end.
It looked like... CM Punk had... everyone was taking everyone out. And then we get GTSs, and we get Daniel Bryan taking a dive outside, and we're like, oh my god, here we go, this is going to happen. He goes with a GTS on Ambrose, then Reigns hits him, and he hits a GTS on Roman Reigns, and then hits an Anaconda Vice on
Ambrose, and then the lights go out, and it's the Wyatt family.
God damn you, Wyatts.
The lights come back on, and Rowan and Harper are in the ring with Brian, Punk, Rollins, and Ambrose. But, The Shield, The Wyatts shove The Shield away, and The Shield doesn't like being pushed aside by anybody. So a huge brawl wakes out between the Wyatt family and The Shield at first.
Yeah.
But cooler heads prevail between Bray Wyatt and Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
and they get on the same page and
because
go after...
they have apparently a common enemy.
Yeah, they have a common enemy.
CM Punk and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
So it starts to be 6-on-2.
Yeah.
But then we get the save from Cody Rhodes, the Rhodes family, and the Usos.
Yep.
So you have 6-on-6 action as Raw goes off the fair. Good way to end Raw, really.
A very dead crowd, might I add.
You think so?
Well, up until that point, the crowd was dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the crowd was not very active, but the main event, man, when the Shield and the Wyatt family started going out, they were on it.
I even got excited, and I don't even like the Wyatts. And I was like, holy shit, we're going to finally fucking see it. Yeah, not really. Fuck you guys.
Stop for about 30 seconds.
It was a tease. They were testing to see if the crowd would be into it.
And they were.
Oh, you better believe it. I guarantee anybody that was watching at home was really into it, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I got a can you dig it for later on.
Okay.
But that was your Raw for the week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Overall, I didn't hate Raw. I didn't really like it all that much. It was all right. For a taped Raw, it was better than I expected.
Let's see.
Yeah.
I'd give it a 6.
5.3.
I'm going to go 5.5 out of 10.
You know, when you job out to R-Truth, your career is probably done. Or Santino. Or Kelly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Blue Wizard says that every time they bust out a kendo stick, Heath jizzes in his pants. not us ripping on you. It's them. By the way, keep them coming, guys, because we can read them. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's Encore. Heads were pretty well. Yeah.
They should make it a traditional Survivor Series match with the 6 teams.
God, I wish they would. 6-on-6.
Remember have you Survivor? Heard of anything for Survivor Series besides the title matches? And
I hope so, because we're supposed to cover that. We're going to go over that tonight. I don't know if we have anything. Because Survivor Series is next week, and we have,
three matches, I think.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do they have any of those matches set up
yet? Good lord, you can see Nikki's Bellas on the homepage. Hell, or Nikki's Bellas. I'll stick by what I said. Nikki's Bellas.
There's just the three matches at this point.
More matches for the TNA Old School in December than they have for the pay-per-view in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I just...
That sounds like a good show.
Oh, well, guess what we're going to get tomorrow? We're going to get a shit ton of matches made tomorrow night.
Yes, yeah. We are.
Okay.
Yeah. What else we got here? If I would need my jizz mopped if that happened. Oh, in the Survivor Series match.
Brian, Usos, Cody, and Dolos versus Shield and Wyatt. Ooh, that'd be a hell of a main event match.
Yeah. It'd be good.
I was really hoping... Sorry for yawning here, but... I was really hoping that they were not going to have a champion still. Like, it wasn't going to be decided between Orton and Brian.
Okay.
That way we could have had another, like, deadly game-type tournament.
Yeah. It was all right. I wasn't a big fan of the deadly game tournament.
That was an awesome Survivor Series.
First down. Yeah. That's what I thought of it. Yeah.
It was the coming out. I think it was a coming out party for the corporate champion.
I think I was the only one out of the three of us that didn't go. Did you go to that, Heath?
I did. I know that.
I watched it.
Let's see. What year was that?
1998?
98.
Because 97 was the screw job.
By the way.
Oh yeah, it was the year after the screw job.
You can see our section's sign on there. Because we had the section 103 is the D'Lo Brown section sign. Like, we literally had, like, about a row of, like, 12 people. We all had, like, D'Lo's fan club signs.
Nice. Did you make them all?
Yeah, like, it was a group. Like, we had them all set up. It was...
Oh, okay. Like, you had a bunch that many people go?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I have to go back and watch it again and look for that.
Yeah, you can see my one friend stick his head up, do the head shake, and flip off D'Lo Brown if you go back and watch the
tape. Who was that?
My friend Scott.
Oh. You know, it's always funny.
I will go back and watch that.
When they always show the first Hell in a Cell highlights that happened here in St. Louis, they always show the same, like, clips.
Yeah.
And there was a friend of ours, and I use that term loosely, a guy that we went to school with, that is always on there looking up at the cell as it's coming down going, whoa. It's kind of funny.
Yep.
I remember watching that match. I about jumped out of my chair. I was with like four of my friends, and we were watching that. We all just kind of...
That's actually a good question. Leonard Taylor just asked this question. Where what? The fuck is Caitlyn?
I don't know.
You've seen her do pre-shows and stuff, and the...
Yeah.
That's about all she's been doing lately.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything. She might just be doing house shows for right now. Who knows?
I don't know. But goddamn, I'd love to see her in that outfit. She's been... I agree with Hooks. He would rather see King of the Ring come back and replace Survivor Series.
I totally agree with that. I'm on board.
Yeah.
They need to have, like, WrestleMania is the big deal. SummerSlam's number two. Then you got Royal Rumble. WrestleMania is always going to be the big thing.
Yeah.
And then Royal Rumble's got its specialty to it. SummerSlam, you try to build it just as big as WrestleMania, but not quite. And Survivor Series is just kind of there.
Yeah.
It's lost the luster it used to have.
Yeah, when it was the whole night was nothing but the Survivor Series matches. That was cool. I can understand when they had Survivor Series matches, and then you had your WWF title match at the end of it. That was cool. But when they started...
That used to be the end of feud type thing.
This is where you'd have the payoff matches. You have the payoff matches at one of the big four, and they just... Mm-hmm. God damn it, I can't fucking take the chat room seriously when I got fucking Jake sitting there with this goddamn avatar with Ric Flair just...
showing you how to pleasure women? That's Space Mountain right there.
I don't even look at it anymore.
Yeah.
Or at least him.
Yeah. All right, fellas. We're going to move on.
All right.
It's now time for Everett... God damn you, Adrian.
There's the Ric Flair into
play. Hey, that's my what stinks is him putting that up on there.
Yes. Anyway, it's now time for your weekly dose of what stinks. Who wants to go first?
I'll let you go first.
Okay, my what stinks. God damn it. I've got multiple. Well, I'll let Richard have the one. My issue here, though, really, we need to have Los Matadors and fucking Santino against the goddamn three-man band again. Whoever the fuck they are. I don't care who they are. But really, and then you're going to have Santino come out wearing the goddamn fucking horns on his head. And then you're going to put fucking horns on his goddamn fucking cobra.
Jack, I laughed so hard.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad I missed that.
I did miss it.
Fucking terrible. I don't get it. I just... Stop already. Stop with the fucking Matador. Stop with Santino. Come on.
Hey, man.
What?
Don't hinder gender, man.
Who the fuck is this guy, really?
Don't be a Slater hater.
I'm done.
You're done.
That was my what stinks.
Okay.
When do you guys go?
All right.
All right.
My what stinks is the fact that you have your fall major pay-per-view coming up in 2 weeks. A, you're out of the country. B, you have 3 matches set up for it. And C, you don't do anything 2 weeks out, 3 weeks out, to set up the pay-per-view. You set up the world title and the WWE title. That's all you set up. And even then, they're not that greatly set up. They're even, dare I say, predictable as to who's going to win. Yes, you've given us the Wyatts versus Punk and Bryan. That's so far the only match I'm looking forward to watching, and heck, just might watch on that pay-per-view.
I mean, does anybody really believe Big Show's going to win the title?
No.
No.
Does anybody think that Alberto Del Rio is going to win the title back?
No.
No.
Does anybody...
Or in the words of Dean Ambrose, nope.
No. Yeah.
Nah.
All right, Heath, you have one?
I did have one, and then it escaped me. Come back to me. I'm trying to remember.
Dude!
Hey. There's no call for that.
Adrian, you go.
Mine is the ineptitude of the authority that is there when Triple H and Stephanie aren't there, apparently.
All right.
I mean, just the whole, well, I'm the general manager of Raw, so I should get to make this match. And then Kane goes, well, I'm the director of operations, so I get to decide who's in this match. And then Vicky goes, no, 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 I'm the general manager of SmackDown, so it makes the most sense for me to pick who's going to compete in matches tonight. And then everyone's like, really? Yeah, it seems fair.
Apparently.
It just it's horrible logic. And then why?
Fair logic, maybe because she had the most experience.
Yeah, well, I mean, experience at what, though?
Getting fired on multiple occasions?
And getting rehired.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus Christ, really? We're going to fire her and then we're going to rehire? I don't get it. I really don't.
I don't
either. She's only there because of Eddie. Because she's living off of Eddie's legacy more than...
No, usually when people see Vicky, they forget about Eddie. They try to jam their eyeballs on their eardrums and everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I don't even have anything against Vicky Guerrero. I think she's good at what she does. She's a good heat magnet. On the same level that X-Pac was a good heat magnet.
Yeah, but...
She does her job. She gets the crowd heat. And she gets hate directed her way, which is what she's supposed to do.
Yeah.
But I have an issue with... the general manager of Raw and the director of operations letting the general manager of SmackDown decide what happens on Raw.
Yeah, that's where I got a problem with, too. I don't get it, but that just makes too much sense for
us. I mean, granted, she's less annoying than Dixie Carter.
I'm pretty sure we could have Vicky Guerrero inhale an entire canister of helium and she'd still be less annoying than Dixie Carter.
Yep.
If Vicky Guerrero did Raw and SmackDown without wearing pants, it would still be a better sight than Dixie Carter.
It'd be better sight than most people on the TNA roster, minus the knockouts.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Minus the knockouts.
Let's see here. Blue Wizard's What Stink is also Santino's Cobra Bowl. Hooks the retarded arm wrestling competitions that WWE does.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was just horrible.
Blue Wizard says, Heath is my What Stinks. God damn it, Heath. No, wait, my What Stinks is Kane with his Joseph Parks impersonation on Raw.
No, yeah.
Jakey says, stupid bitch, SmackDown doesn't have anything to do with Raw. Someone needs to take the baseball bat to her windpipe. Wow, Jake.
And why does Dixie Carter constantly have to make herself look like a stupid bitch on TV?
And didn't he just say he was on the...
no mic skills, Jakey. That's why I can go on TNA TV Thursday and come off more believable than she could ever do.
Weren't you on
Gut
Check?
If she had a acting coach. Didn't teach her for 50 years.
Didn't he say he's the only one that respects women? And then he's saying take a baseball bat to Vicky's windpipe and then calling Dixie Carter a stupid bitch. Good job, Jakey. That's an Australian
hashtag hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, my What Stinks is the fact that they did not let the Shield and the Wyatts go at it.
They're not going to give that to us for free.
They're going to tease that one a little bit longer.
Yeah, that'll probably happen at, let's see, we got another pay-per-view coming up, in like a week and a half? Something like that? At this rate? I'm getting tired of doing pay-per-views.
I think that covers What Stinks, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to move on, fellas. Let me find the music.
What are we doing next?
Your favorite segment.
Sweet. Dig it,
sucker! It's now time for Adrian's favorite segment. Can you dig it? Sucker. All right, Adrian.
Sucker.
Go for it. You got something.
All right. Can you dig it? This year's Royal Rumble, Bray Wyatt is going to have a CM Punk type moment like he did when he was a Straight Edge Society.
Absolutely not. Nope. Can't dig it. Bray Wyatt isn't CM Punk.
But you think about the way that they're set up, the character, the minute that they're preaching and stuff like that, that he's not going to take the opportunity. Like, if they get the Wyatt family all in there at one time, they're going to eliminate people, and then Bray Wyatt's going to get on the microphone and preach to the masses in between entrance?
No, that's right. It was Jesus Punk.
Yeah, Jesus Punk. I remember that.
It was doped up, and that blew my knee out, like, a week before or something like that.
So, you can't dig it, all right?
No, I don't think so.
Heath.
Bray Wyatt's not as charismatic as CM Punk. He'll never be.
I don't think it's going to be as big as what CM Punk was then, but I could see it happening, but just not as big as CM Punk.
Mr. Richard.
Mine's going to be leading more towards WrestleMania. They're trying now to push the Wyatts back into it again. I don't really believe I'm going to say this, but Undertaker does come back for WrestleMania 30, and Bray beats him with help from Luke and what's his name. They need to start building somebody, and I do see Bray as a future long-term type superstar. Why not do that?
So, did he not even answer yours and just went right into his?
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did.
Okay. First off, can you dig what Adrian said?
No.
Okay. Adrian, can you dig your own?
Not really, no.
Okay. Now, on to his.
I can't dig it. There's no one that's beating The Undertaker. It's not going to happen. The streak will stay intact. If he comes back for another match, the streak will stay.
Yeah, I have to agree. The only logical choice it made would have been for CM Punk to break the streak, and it didn't happen. So,
yeah, I can't see it being ended by Bray Wyatt.
I disagree. There's one scenario that I think that The Undertaker could lose.
Okay,
and it would be him and Kane's last match.
See, that I could see happening because Kane is the younger brother of the two.
Yeah, that doesn't do anything. It doesn't cement a legacy for Kane because there's not going to be one.
Whoa, that's not right.
How is that not right?
Kane has a tremendous legacy.
Really?
Really.
How many world title runs has he had?
Two.
And how long have they been? About 20 seconds combined.
The one was not one day, but the second one was about 2 months.
Okay. So you've got, and that's it. That's the only world title runs he's had. And you're going to say he's cemented himself a legacy?
Yeah, no, Kane has. He has cemented himself a legacy as a tremendous tag team wrestler.
That is very true.
So, okay. So, Billy Gunn, great tag team wrestler. He has cemented himself a legacy as well.
Yeah. Billy Gunn's legacy is one of the greatest. He was a part of one of the greatest tag teams of all time.
Yeah.
Jason, you don't have to be a world heavyweight champion or WWE champion for a long period of time or even have the title to have a legacy. Jake the Snake Roberts has a legacy as being one of the best mind game players in the business. He never won a title, but he was one of the best at what he did.
Yeah, just because...
I'm not. All right, so by that definition, Owen Hart's legacy is he fell off of the rafters and died. Wait, no, he doesn't even have that as legacy because he never won a title, so, you know. There you are.
Did the Chiefs lose?
Just about to.
Nice. Anyway.
Minute four, and Denver's got to re-kick a punt.
No, I think with Kane taking the mask off and being Joseph Parks, that he loses all credibility right there. First off,
Kane isn't pretending to be another person without the mask on. Let's straighten this thing out. It's not the same thing.
Okay.
Kane didn't take the mask off and said, "I'm not Kane anymore."
Yeah.
You're going to have to read that one, Adrian. We have a texted in. Can you dig it here? I have to read this. I'm sorry.
We're going to interrupt this normally scheduled portion of Can You Dig It for a special edition of Can You Dig It. Can you get through this one?
Okay, I'll try.
Do I need to read it?
No, you can't read this one.
Okay.
The Rod Fathers, Can You Dig It? Alright, Jake putting the hemorrhoid cream on Heath while Heath cuddles with Darren Young. So does
I can dig that.
Dude, I don't even know you and you're ripping on me.
I know.
God.
Holy shit.
I thought it was bad enough seeing that fucking Cena whatever ad that was.
Oh god, that's hilarious.
Did I miss something here?
Did you not hear the Rod Fathers, Can You Dig It?
Not all the way through.
Oh, God. Okay, right. The Rodfather's Can You Dig It was, can you dig Jakey putting the the hemorrhoid cream on Heath while Heath cuddles with Darren Young?
Yes.
Thanks, Rodfather.
Thank you, Rodfather. That's great.
That's the mental image we needed.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's just great.
Where were we? Oh, yeah, bitching about Kane. But he took it. No. He's in his. No, absolutely not.
It's not the same thing.
And you're right. It's not the same thing, but I can't take him serious anymore because.
Even reading from the chat room, Roddy Piper, one of the best.
I'm not saying.
He never won a world title.
Oh, God. Glitter Taylor has one for us out, too. Can you dig it, sweet Heath, getting a prostate exam from the great Kali?
Ow, that hurts, Dick.
Jeez.
Anyway.
I'll dig that one, too. Why not?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I think Kali will dig that one if you get it.
And he'll go, rubba, and then shove his hand up Heath's ass.
Heath will be like, that'll be Heath's impersonation of Pumps with Jeff Dunham's.
Yeah, Hooks, we'll get to you.
Okay. Yeah. I like this one from Hooks. Hooks has a serious one here.
Okay, he has a serious one.
Can you dig it? AJ Lee having a year-long run as Divas Champion, almost as long as CM Punk's reign as World Champ.
I can see that.
Yeah.
AJ's been Divas Champ since June?
I think so.
Yeah.
McGrath, she's had a little bit of help from Tamina, but...
It doesn't matter.
But you know what? Yeah, she's got herself a nice little run here.
Well, CM Punk had a lot of help from The Shield along the way, and Paul Heyman, and...
Hey, he didn't get their help. They helped them on their own free will.
Yeah.
Anyway. We have any more?
Not in the chat.
We haven't finished ours yet.
No.
Did we... What did we... I think we were on his. Weren't we on his? On
we all were pretty much not agreeing with Richard's.
Okay. All right. To get us back on track. Heath, go for it.
After all that debacle, as far as everybody ripping on me, I don't have one.
Okay.
All right, so mine. Hear me out, fellas.
All right.
At the... what the fuck is the December pay-per-view called now?
It's TLC still.
Is it still TLC?
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck that. Here's what we're going to do. We're not going to have... this is what I like to see. Not a TLC match between the Wyatts and the Shield. Not even a no disqualification match. Drop the cell on them. Let's have ourselves a good old-fashioned Armageddon Hell in a Cell match.
Ooh.
I would dig it if it happened, but I can't dig it actually happening.
Yeah, I don't... All six.
With weapons.
Cool, but...
Oh, yeah. What was it? Wasn't that like a WCW pay-per-view where they were in a cell and they had like weapons and shit hanging from it?
That three-tiered cage thing from that Lady Rumble movie. Then they brought that in for
the one that David Arquette won the title in?
I thought they actually had a real like match once. Where they
they did. They had it in the movie, but then they bought it for a pay-per-view. That was when Canyon turned on Paige.
That's right. Something like that. Just like I'd love to see. It's not going to happen, but that would
your
be
dream
awesome.
Match.
Oh, it would. Oh, I wouldn't say that, but that would really get me involved, and I'd just be like, okay, here's my money. Take my money.
I can dig this one from the Blue Wizard here. How about a triple threat ladder match between the Shield, the Usos, and the Rhodes?
Ooh.
That? Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
You don't want to see Cody give someone a disaster kick off the top of a ladder or some shit, you know?
Oh, God. You know what I miss about Goldust? He doesn't do the Shattered Dreams anymore.
We can't.
I know.
Welcome to PG Wrestling.
I know. Whenever we make a wrestler on the wrestling games, I still got my guy the Shattered Dreams. That's a great move. Just kick the guy in the dick.
Yeah.
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 I do it with my guys, too, whenever I have the game and play it. Just so it's fun to watch.
It is.
And I go, how do you like your nuts? I like mine. Crushed!
Oh,
but you know what? I gotta say, I got the NWO pack today for WWE 2K14.
Yeah,
yeah.
Really good pack. It was worth the extra the download for sure.
Good. Hey, guess what?
What?
This isn't your show. We have more stuff we gotta cover.
Well, can I? I can do whatever I want.
You can't.
Oh, what is this here?
This is our bet update music.
Yeah, we kind of skipped over that earlier.
Yes.
Yeah, we totally. Well, I didn't have the music ready either. Oh no, I didn't have the scoring set up. We'll do that. Anyway, so we are another week into our bet.
Yes,
which we still don't know what we're playing for, but
this is Bad Summerall saying, "I'm still dead," along with Eddie Guerrero. And Chris Benoit.
You know, this past week we had
Dean Malenko.
No, Dean Malenko's not dead.
No. It was the 8th year anniversary of Eddie Guerrero's death.
Honestly, in all seriousness, man, there's not a wrestler that died that I miss more, with the exception of maybe Macho Man.
Yeah.
Eddie would be my number two. Owen's my number one.
Owen's direct three on my list.
Yeah.
Anyway. Owen, Macho, and Eddie for me.
So, let's dive into our bet here.
All right.
We got our asses kicked, Adrian.
Well,
I got my ass kicked.
Am I in last place still?
No.
Sweet tits, all right.
I am, but I have 5 points. Somehow I managed to finish this week with -1 points.
Good job.
That would be because I only had three guys wrestle on two shows. I had no one wrestle on SmackDown, and I had Randy Orton lose on Raw, Big E lose on Raw, and Del Rio won on Raw. That's it. Adrian, you had three guys wrestle on both shows, too. You had Cody Rhodes and Goldust win on Raw, and then you had Dolph Ziggler lose on Raw. That was it for you.
Yeah.
And Heath, Sandow, Cena, and Fandango won on Raw, and Natty won on SmackDown. So, 53-33-28.
I see.
Yes, 53 to Team Sweet Heath.
You making a move? I'm not. There's no one I would want to pick up. And there's no one I'm doing.
I am making a move.
Okay. What are you doing?
I am going to drop. Who's done the worst on my team so far?
Well, Dolph Ziggler's gotten you -3. AJ Lee's gotten you 7. And Bray Wyatt's gotten you 0.
I'm going to drop Dolph.
Okay.
I'm going to pick up Curtis Axel.
Oh, God. All right.
It's because I don't know when he's losing the title. So, and he does defend it on a regular basis.
Okay.
So, I'm going to take a chance.
All right. Heath, you doing anything? Probably not. Okay, I'm not doing anything either. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to move on.
All right.
It is now time for
America's Favorite Game.
America's Favorite Game Show. That's right. It's not Jeopardy. It's not even Whose Line Is It Anyway? Or Let's Make a Deal. It is Jam the Jizmopper.
Yes.
Here's how this game works. I will play 3 theme musics. If Jason Heath can successfully guess 2 out of 3, he wins himself a shit-free show on the next week's show. Hence the reason why we have to be nice to him this week. Because he actually won last week.
Yes, I did.
Won't happen this week. I can guarantee you that one. I think we're going to stump the chat room on one of them.
Yeah, Jam the Jizmopper. We're going with it.
Yeah, Jam the Jizmopper. Got any final words before we dive into this one, Heath?
Mr. Richard, I want to remind you, don't say anything over the microphone because Heath can't hear you.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So
I will zip my lip.
You can type. You, I mean, and feel
you can
and,
type it, and I don't see the chat room.
In the chat room.
I'll type, yeah.
Yeah, in the chat room, feel free to play along. See if you can beat the Jizmopper. Right, you ready, Heath?
Yeah, as ready as I'll ever be.
You want me to go in order here that I got?
Sure.
Okay. And go for it. You have one lifeline. Chat room's got it.
Shit. It's from the 80s or 90s.
Is this your question?
We gotta ask one or the other.
It's not a question. I'm thinking out loud.
Technically, both people in the chat room are right.
Fuck. I know this one.
And there you go. Time starts now.
Shit, I know this one. Oh.
Jakey's response.
Jakey, you jack off.
Can he guess it? No, he can't.
I'm going to kick myself for this one.
Yeah, you are.
Because I know it.
This is an easy one.
I know. I know it. I just can't think of it.
He guesses
it. I don't know.
No.
He.
He.
can't. Boom, boom. The correct answer. Well, hold on first, judges.
Yes.
There was two answers we would have accepted.
Two acceptable answers. However, the one we were looking for is World's Greatest Tag Team, Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas.
Or we would have accepted just Shelton Benjamin because he did use it for... He used it on his own for a little bit.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, shows you what I remember, Shelton Benjamin. Hence, Jay. You know, I would even agree with Jakey's.
Yeah, if you would have said Blandon Black.
we would give that one to you as well. The only good thing Shelton Benjamin ever did was take the super kick off the top rope from Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, greatest kick ever.
You've got Blue Wizard says, come on, Heath. Heath, you cock gobbler.
Cock gobbler.
You ready for number two?
Well, it is Thanksgiving, so.
Yes. You ready for number two?
Yeah.
Do you know Richard?
Oh God, I know this, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
We might have one too. And time starts now. Nope, you're wrong. I think, holy shit, we got the chat room too.
I'm gonna kick myself too on this one.
I'll give you this.
I'm not
one.
Thinking right.
It's not the Undertaker's WCW thing.
I know this isn't right, but Brother Love.
No.
The correct answer we were looking for was the motto, Rick Martel.
Oh, God.
Damn it.
Wow. And for shits and giggles. There's no way you're going to get this one either.
Yeah, this was our fucking one.
This is one I don't think I would have ever gotten.
What the hell?
I'll give you a hint on this one.
Okay.
It was a WrestleMania theme song. It was used by a star that wrestled at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Kamala?
Nope.
See, that's what I was starting to think was Kamala.
Don't. No hints.
No. Well, we're past the 30 seconds.
That's true.
So, the correct answer for that one was the Giant Gonzalez.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's... going back.
Wow, we got the chat room on both of those.
Yes, we did.
Damn. When we were playing the, when we were doing the soundtrack before you, we got you on the line, Richard, and Heath was upstairs. We were playing the models, and I'm like, you know, he's probably going to guess Rick Rude. Someone's going to guess Rick Rude. And, because someone did guess Rick Rude up there, actually. So.
Yes, that really was the Giant Gonzalez theme song.
Yes.
I didn't think he had a theme song.
Nope, you did.
I think we got some news to cover, guys.
Oh, yes. We got fake news in the world of wrestling.
All right.
Well, do we want to do the fake news in the world of wrestling, or do we want to do real news first?
How many real news stories we got?
A couple?
All right, let's go with real news first.
All right. So, breaking news from the other night. AJ Lee collapses in a live event.
Okay. I haven't heard what happened with this, actually.
Not really sure exactly what had happened, just because the reports I was reading were kind of nothing really said anything. However, it is reported she was fine. What I was reading is that they are coming up, it was their 10th day of their 2-week tour, and it's been really grueling is what they're saying. So a lot of the talents just want to get this done and over with.
Mm-hmm.
Why this one's so hard all of a sudden, I don't know. But, yeah, she passed out, and, you know. She's okay, though.
So it was like a dehydration thing?
It could have been. Okay. I never read. All I read was that she was okay. I wasn't, I didn't see anything about any type of effects or something really being wrong with her. Hold on, I found the news story. Hold on here. Cornea tagged out. Yeah. according to some attendees at the show, after AJ Lee tagged out of the match she was in, she fell off the ring apron and hit the floor. The match quickly ended as Brie Bella rolled up Tamina for the pinfall victory. Lee was tended to at ringside by medical personnel for a few minutes and subsequently assisted to the backstage area. So, it looks like she was okay. There was no big deal. Dehydration.
Huh.
So, yeah.
All right.
We could have...
I'm not,
Something,
I think that it kind of it goes to a bigger problem that I've been wondering is, like, maybe they're...
Overworked?
A little. Yeah.
Yeah. You're on the road 300 days a year.
Yeah. Especially when they go overseas, they work for... They're 2.5 weeks a year, and they work every night of the week over there, it seems like.
Yeah.
Plus you got the long flight there.
The long flight back. And, you know, it's... At least over here in the States, they get a little bit of time off.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot, but they get some. So, and then some more news here. This is came up before we went on the air. WWE will be ending their Classics On Demand service beginning January 31st, 2014. That was sent out to cable subscribers.
Is this a sign that the network could be going soon after that?
That's what we're thinking.
Could be. Wonder what cable providers will be covering the network.
Hopefully Uverse.
I got some fantastic news for you here.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Okay. Evan Bourne has been cleared to wrestle in the year 2029.
Nice.
So, I mean, injured professional wrestler Evan Bourne is expected to receive medical clearance to return to the ring in about 17 years.
Cool. I was wondering what happened to him.
Yeah. With any luck, he'll reform in his airborne shooting star press by 2025.
Awesome.
Bourne has been on the WWE's injury list for a full year now, has broken his foot in 4 places in an automobile accident.
All right.
Despite having to balloon his way up to 423 pounds due to lack of physical activity on the past year, Bourne is reportedly planning to spend the next few minutes of every day on a treadmill starting next week.
Nice. Hey, I got some more news for you here.
Yeah? What's that?
Wrestling fan believes his vote in WWE poll actually counts. In an adorable display of... Naive. Thank you. Ow, what the hell was that? Oh, I think my... Ow?
That's your computer.
Yeah, I figured they got fucking pop-up videos on here.
Yeah.
Anyway, 23-year-old wrestling fan Philip Hennessy actually believes that his vote in an online poll via the WWE smartphone app actually counted for something. Hennessy was excited to cast his vote during a recent episode of Monday Night Raw, where fans were implored by commentator Michael Cole to vote on a stipulation for an upcoming match with the WWE app. Hennessy chose the dance-off stipulation for a match between R-Truth and Antonio Cesaro, although it certainly wouldn't have mattered if he picked arm wrestling match or singing contest instead. Hennessy's vote was, as any rational person knows, completely irrelevant due to the obvious rigging of the polls. But credulous dupe felt... great pride when the dance-off won in the voting. What Hennessy didn't realize, of course, is that WWE writers had chosen the dance-off stipulation several days earlier, with the other options were merely subterfuge. All the so-called votes on the WWE app are the most, or most fans tactically understand, are merely backhanded ways for WWE to push advertising to smartphone users.
Who knew? Imagine that.
Who knew? Hey, Undertaker hoping for TNA tryout.
Yeah, you know what? He's been off the WWE radar for a while now. He's going to get a tryout for TNA. They'll get it for Slammiversary, man. It's going to be Sting versus Taker, man.
Nice. Yeah, after two decades honing his ring skills in the second-rate World Wrestling Entertainment. God damn it. I fucking hate this website sometimes. I don't usually go to it on this computer. The Undertaker feels he is finally ready for a tryout match with Total Nonstop Action Wrestling. Like most members of his profession, The Undertaker has been eking out a living in professional wrestling's little leagues, desperately hoping to be noticed by TNA's Dixie Carter. I just need a chance to prove myself to TNA, said The Undertaker, who has generated some minor buzz for a series of victories at WrestleMania, which, for those of you who don't know, is WWE's low-budget answer to TNA's Bound for Glory. If Dixie would just give me an opportunity, I'm sure I would be TNA champ someday. Sadly, only a handful of the world's top wrestlers ever emerged from the doldrums of WWE to bask in the spotlight of TNA. Knowing that a TNA contract might not be a sure thing, TNA has not returned his calls. The Undertaker is planning to participate in this summer's Combat Zone Wrestling's Tournament of Death.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's root for that Undertaker guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Hope he can get moved out to the big league.
Yes.
He could do something.
Hey, what did I miss?
That Jake thinks you're going to break an ankle while you're reading that story.
Hey, fuck you, Jake. That's what I said.
Yeah.
And the Undertaker typoed, Betwork is never going to start. And then I was like, Betwork, BET already has a network.
Wow. Anyway.
You know what?
What?
Anything else?
What are we thankful for this week as wrestling fans?
This week as wrestling fans, we are just kind of giving thanks to what we're thankful for in the world of professional wrestling. I'm not going to read this story. But Jericho apparently collapsed on stage under the weight of his own ego. Apparently that was massive, like Yokozuna size. Yeah. Anyway, Heath, why don't you take this away? What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for the times that the WWE actually surprises us. I mean, just every now and then, they do surprise us a little bit.
Didn't one of us say that last week?
That was me.
Okay, just checking.
Okay, well, okay. I totally forgot about last week anyway.
We'll lose there. All right. Richard, what are you thankful for?
The fact that we have other wrestling shows to watch besides just the WWE. I mean, granted, some of it's TNA, but I mean, ROH has done pretty good.
So you know,
can watch ROH.
ROH, I don't mind watching sometimes. It comes on like midnight here on Saturday nights,
and then it replays at like midnight Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
God damn! Well, I clicked off of this fucking website.
I'm thankful that my our soundboard operator here, as well as our show host, knows what he's doing all the time.
Go eat a dick. If you want to sit in the big boy chair, by all means, sit in the big boy chair.
I would like to say that I'm thankful for just good matches occasionally. That
on free TV.
On free TV.
Yes.
Like the Shield versus Daniel Bryan and CM Punk was a good match.
Yeah. Yeah.
And another good example, I can't think of anything really that comes to mind.
All right.
Recently.
I'm thankful for Nikki Bella's boobs. I can't be thankful enough for those.
That was what you were thankful for last week.
No, that was something in the chat room. I'm taking it this week, though. So. I'm thankful for Nikki Bella's boobs and her legs and just wearing those shorty shorts and the goddamn, oh my God.
Let's start with the top here. Blue Wizard is thankful for NXT and ROH because I would barely ever see good wrestling without it. I can't argue with that too much.
Yeah.
Hooks is grateful because he got to see the Wyatts and Shield go at it, even if it was only for a minute.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jakey is thankful to take Heath's place this week because it gives Heath a break.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you,
Jakey. And yes, Hook, I know that was yours, but dear God, did you not see her on Raw this week? It was just...
They were nice memories.
Why cover those things up with a torn up T-shirt? Why?
Thanks for the memories.
Yes.
Blue Wizard's thankful for Nikki's boobs and Naomi's ass.
Word. She's got one hell of an ass.
What word?
Yes, she does.
Bird.
What bird?
Bird dog.
Oh God,
that is the word.
Wait, did you ever check to see if we had anything in the mail sack?
Because I didn't even look this week.
I totally forgot to look myself.
Well, hey, let's take a look at the mail sack.
All right, you check the mailbox. I'll check the website.
We got nothing in the mailbox. I know that.
Okay.
I just want you to check the website. Dun, dun, dun. You might want to click on forums, our chief. God, we're prepared sometimes.
Do we have anything?
No.
No, we don't have anything new.
Okay.
Aw, man.
There was something that was posted in the TWR group on Facebook. That I know we're just about out of time, but we should go ahead and cover that anyway.
Alright.
It was from the Rodfather. Where do you put
it? The TWR group.
Yeah, where do you put it? Jesus Christ, what the hell? Okay. So, no, that's not it. Go up. One more. Alright. Apparently, this one, it comes from the Rodfather here. Let's go ahead and start the official music here. While they were at work, he got into a discussion with who was that one wrestler that got you hooked on wrestling? So with that being said, that's my question to the community. Who was that one wrestler that got you hooked on wrestling? Keith?
Actually, I have to go pretty far back. It's pretty much Michael P.S. Hayes and the Freebirds.
Alright. Was it the manly chest here just too much?
It could have been. Could have been.
Hey, technically the show's over. Fuck you. Yeah. How about that?
Hey, you know what? CM Punk has something for you.
Alright, so mine is, it's two part. The wrestler got me hooked because I probably wouldn't have kept watching wrestling if it wasn't for that first episode of WWE Superstars I saw with The Ultimate Warrior. So The Ultimate Warrior got me hooked when I started watching wrestling, but it was the Macho Man that kept me watching wrestling.
Alright.
Yeah.
Richard?
Mine's kind of a two-parter wrestler slash manager.
All right.
I mean, I started watching wrestling around WrestleMania 3, but what really hooked me in was wrestler-wise Undertaker, bar none, because he's probably the only wrestler, even around that time, it would scare me. I mean, I was a little kid, of course.
All right.
You get scared of somebody you see on TV, knowing that, even that when I was little, I knew it was stage, but he scared me. And I'd say manager-wise, it's Mr. Lazio.
Okay. Alright.
Because, I mean, you didn't really see women involved in wrestling all that much at that time frame. And then you saw her come in, and it just... I mean, granted, she didn't wrestle. She was nothing but a ballet or manager, but...
Yeah.
She kind of ushered, I would say, ushered in women into wrestling, because basically from her on, it's kind of taken off. I mean, Sunny trashed her a little bit, but outside of that...
She did nothing of the sort. Bite your tongue. I was just kidding. You didn't have to stop talking.
Wow.
All right. So mine was what got me into wrestling. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. It was the bad storyline between Sting and Vader. When Sting was going to the fucking White Mountain or whatever the hell it was called. And that, I'm like, what the hell is this? And that was WCW, like, Sunday morning or some bullshit like that.
Well, no. It had to have been the Mothership, man, on Saturday night. WCW Saturday night, brother.
No, it was... We didn't have cable. It was on, like, ABC or something like that on, like, a Sunday morning.
Okay.
But what kept me watching wrestling was a little special event called WWE Saturday Night Main Event, when it used to mean something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time I really saw Shawn Michaels. That's when Shawn Michaels won the Intercontinental title from British Bulldog.
Yeah, you know what? I actually remember one of my first main event experience. It was the one leading up to WrestleMania 5. That's why the Macho Man being one of my favorite wrestlers, man. The one where Savage just went crazy and laid out Hogan. Like, gave him, I think, like, two or three elbow drops or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It was... Dude, it was just like... It was one of those moments I'm like, man, this guy is awesome. I was so disappointed when he lost to Hogan.
Let's see, what do we got here? We had a few people that chimed in here. Hook says that he thinks WWE's afraid of another Bella nip slip this time.
That's probably true.
And I would love to see Nikki's boobs over Bree's boobs any day. I'd love to see that nip slip. Jakey's
was Benoit.
Hooks was Bret Hart.
Leave it to the Australian to pick a mass murderer for their.
Yeah, good job, Jake. And Blue Wizards was Hogan. Hooks would have to add that the Mankind Undertaker 1996 feud that kept him watching wrestling.
That's alright.
Alright, can't say it was a bad one.
Now, do you mean the 96 feud whenever like they first started encountering each other, or do you mean the 98 feud that ended with the Hell in a Cell match?
That's what I want to know. Jakey, dude, watching Benoit in those bright yellow tights is it with the red claw marks chopping the shit out of people flying around as a kid, that was the shit. Good job. You're from Australia and you look up to a mass murderer.
Yes. Good job.
Yes. Let's see if Hooks answers us. Like the King of the Ring and the Boiler Room Brawl.
Okay,
so 96.
Okay.
and then, well, we already went over our Survivor Series preview, so we're done, fellas. I guess.
Yeah.
Adrian, what do we got coming up on the network?
Well, we have FTW Podcast.
Okay.
That's on Tuesday nights at 8, 7 Central.
Okay.
You can join Garvin, Lee, Harrison, Joe, Rob, and many more as they discuss this week's events in wrestling as they cover your full WWE and TNA events.
Okay.
Also,
yep,
you have on Wednesday nights
Wednesday
at 9, 8 Central.
Yep.
Shooting from the Hip.
Yep. Which we're going to be a part of the Shooting from the Hip for Royal Rumble.
That's right. Yep. They're going to be a part of our show.
That's what I meant. They're going to be our special guest.
Yeah, join me, Jason Halbert here, Jason Heath, the Jizz Mopper, the original Dan Phelps, Sean Big Daddy Brown, and Michael Classic, as we do a six-man post-Royal Rumble show.
Yep.
That will probably involve alcohol.
At least on our side of the table, it will, and we might be able to convince Michael Classic to make it a drunk show, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
So four out of the six of us might get drunk. If Dan can get off work, I talked to him this week. He's going to make it a drunk show.
Wait.
Well, and what I was saying, here's what we should do. What was your suggestion we had that you came up with? Like, every time someone gets eliminated, we take a shot?
Well, my suggestion was if we all, like, we know who's going to be in the match, we all draw the names out of hat until there's no names left, and then every time your superstar gets eliminated, you take a shot.
No, that was the one I went with. You said just every time someone gets eliminated, we take a shot.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Then I said, and I think this is what would be the better one, we're all going to draw names out of a hat. So there's going to be six of us. We're just going to have five guys. When one of your five guys gets eliminated, you drink.
Yes.
Actually, not guys, numbers.
We're going, however they want to do it, anyway.
Because we don't know, you never know. So usually there's like four or five surprise entrants. And
yeah.
Yep.
And then I think we got, let's see, at least three articles up on the website. We got Richard finally making the comeback.
Yeah, mm-hmm. About time, Slacker.
What's your article?
It is the Big Dog's Bite.
No more highlight reel?
Nah.
Can we get you to change to the Bird Dog's Bite?
Full type stuff and less highlights. I mean, I still have some highlights here and there thrown in, but I'm going to do more written stuff than I am...
Can you change videos. It to the change it to the Bird Dog's Bite?
Yeah, I could do that.
All right,
I
there we go.
I put a thing on the group page, you know, the article titles, and I got nothing.
That's because Adrian didn't think of it till just now.
Yeah, I just thought of it tonight.
Okay.
And then you got Sean Brown that puts what Daddy's Big Deal up online.
That's right.
And then Michael Classic does his Classics Angels.
Yes, he does.
And then
Paul Jordan does a whole bunch of other stuff that the website would not be there if it wasn't for Paul Jordan.
He does our show reviews. He recaps our podcasts, which are actually quite comical.
Yes.
So,
I mean, they usually are entertaining, the show recaps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Leonard Taylor wants to know what is the name of the new app we're going to. What is that?
Spreaker? Spreaker?
Something like that is what we're going to be going to shortly. Dan's working on getting that taken care of. Honestly. What are you trying to do? Go to show recaps. Scroll down.
I'm getting there. Shut up.
Are you trying to read ours from last week?
Yes.
Okay. Here's an example of what Paul Jordan writes.
On this edition of the corporate sponsored edition of the Hour Bomb, things come down to... The Wire, with audio issues as they are abuzz with the happenings of Monday Night Raw. They wonder why Bray Wyatt and the family did not stick around for more of Daniel Bryan and CM Punk. Question the legal ramifications of Big Show's action and what is the future of the Shield. Plus, they discuss why they are thankful for wrestling smorgasbord that includes breasts, surprise treats, and other goodies on the table. He drops quite a bomb on the music challenge this week and so much more on this edition of the Hour Bomb.
That was a short one. Usually he goes a little more in detail. They're funnier, I promise you. I ain't got nothing else. You guys got anything else?
Not really.
I think we're good.
We need.
Oh, no, shit. Hold on. Hey, Adrian, if someone has a problem with something we said, what do they do?
They can go fuck themselves.
And, well, we already threw the disclaimer out there, so we need to do it again. Actually, you can send us an email. What's yeah, hold on. Let's get into this.
Hold on, we need to cover this real quick. We are not doing a Survivor Series pre-show this week.
No.
We are doing the post-show still, but we, due to some scheduling conflicts, cannot do the pre-show.
No. My son's birthday is Friday, and we're doing a little something for him Sunday night, so... Sunday afternoon, and I don't want to take away from his birthday thing to do wrestling, so sorry. He wins. Anyway,
We're already going to spend 3 hours watching Survivor Series.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, next week after the pay-per-view, join us for a No Time Limit Hour Bomb.
Yes.
Anyway, go ahead, Adrian. Send us a problem, some they say they go fuck themselves. No, really, what do they do?
They can send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com.
All right. You can also find us on Facebook. Go ahead and hit that like button. There's quite a few people that have actually started to like us on Facebook.
Yep.
Also, find us on iTunes. Go ahead and give us that review.
We love reviews.
I don't know if we've had any more lately from Zeus's, like, ungodly races.
I still don't have iTunes installed on my computer, so I can't look.
No, it's iTunes, so it's going to take, like, 20 minutes for it to boot up on my fucking computer, so.
Yeah.
Let's see. Find us on iTunes. Review us. I think that just about covers everything.
All right, cool.
All right. Oh, hold on.
Oh, what else?
No, I just got iTunes pulled up.
Oh, okay.
Are you looking to see if we have any new articles?
Yeah, hold on. iTunes Store. I love this thing. Not really. I'm so glad I got rid of my iPhone.
Then you could really hear the audio problems last week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did not listen to our show last week.
I listened to the first, however long I was on, and it was just, I'm glad that's when I did.
Yeah, I didn't listen to our show last week. I didn't get a chance to. I've had a busy week and everything, so. Yes, this is what we're looking for here. Any new reviews? It's a good way to get into our Hall of Fame, too. Is by reviewing the show.
Or it does help your Hall of Fame chances of getting in.
Or kissing our ass, like some people did. That's how we got a fourth member.
We have a strict no Australian policy, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. We have a one.
We have another one on here.
Oh, do we?
Yes, from Big Rich. Gee, I wonder.
Yeah, who could
I wonder
be?
Who that could be.
I don't know. Love the back and forth from the host and the listeners, including myself, Mr. Richard 269, a.k.a. Hourbomb Hall of Fame member. Always look forward to the shows after a long weekend, and it never disappoints. Was this review helpful? Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Yeah.
So thank you, Big Rich, whoever you happen to be.
And again, this was Zeus. They're not foreign or black, so they're all right in my book. Wow. Anyway. Hey,
goddamn you, Jake. Young and eating big buckets of butter. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, God.
And now we know how Jakey spends his free time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a busy week for Jakey.
Only you can take Mae Young out of the picture and just put...
a kangaroo?
Rico.
There you go. That there works. You go. All right. So, I think we're done, fellas. So, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Howard saying...
I got Hunter Taylor, that's disgusting. Buckets of butter. What's wrong with you?
I'm your host, Alex. God damn it. Alex is Jason Hubbard saying, adios, motherfucker.
The big bad booty daddy.
The big A Aider Master says, ole.
And the Jizz Mopper. Oh, hold on. Nope, hold on. No. Stop. Mr. Richard 269.
Bird Dog says, adios, amigos.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath saying, so long.
And we will... Oh, you know what? The song this week.
Yes.
Since I lost.
Yeah, you get to choose the song this week.
Yes, we're going to go back in time a little bit to about 1996.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
With the... there's a gentleman out there. His name was Mark Henry.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And he was awfully sexual. Oh, kind of chocolatey.
Oh, boy.
Yes. So, like I was saying, we will try to do this again next week.
It's not to be confused with Richard Burdock, who's also sexual chocolate.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, like I'm trying to say, we'll try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been Hour Bombed.
Toodles.
It's sexual, baby. Right. And I want to give it all to you. Yeah, right on. I'm right here for you. I know it's going to be good to you. Yeah. And I'll tell you why, baby. Baby, it's time that you know my love is growing.
My love is growing.
And I just can't pretend anymore. Cause my love is showing.
Cause my love is showing. Oh, and I know when it's just you and I. I'll show you.
Sexual baby.
Sexual baby.
Yeah, right on now. Baby, it's time that you see. baby, I'm down on my knees. Yeah, right on. And I'm praying for you. Let's just stop for a while. Stop all these games we play. 'Cause I have to show you how I really feel, baby. Gonna give it all to you.
I'm on fire. 'Cause I know it's just you and I. Well, I'll.